We gather in acknowledgement of the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land. We pay our respects to their elders past and present, and to all their ancestors who have cared for this place since creation. We gather attentive of their wisdom in living harmony with the land. God, you are with us as wind, source of creation, chaos, and order with us. You are with us as rain, source of life, baptizing, and washing. You are with us as fire, refining, welcoming, and warmth.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you and invite you to join with me in a profession of faith. Not actually join with me, but listen as I read to you this prayer written in the plural we rather than the I. And because I will pray it on behalf of us all, I invite you to enter this time of praise and worship and reflection. We believe in God, who creates all things, who embraces all things, who celebrates all things, who is present in every part of the fabric of creation. We believe in God as the source of life, who baptizes this planet with living water. We believe in Jesus Christ, the suffering one, the poor one, the malnourished one, the climate refugee, who loves and cares for this world and who suffers with it. And we believe in Jesus Christ, the seed of life, who came to reconcile and renew this world and everything in it. We believe in the Holy Spirit of God, the breath of God, who moves with God and who moves among us, with us today. We believe in everlasting life in God. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Thank you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to our worship time today, and particularly those that are with us this morning in this place, or those who are online or at a different time and different place today. Welcome you for the first time if you've been here, and we welcome today some friends from Alverston in Tasmania. So welcome to you. Great to have you with us. We've put on a special morning tea for you, so please stay. No, we haven't, but there is a special morning tea. Those who have been here for a long time, welcome to you all. In the Island Churches today and next Sunday is recognised as Older Person's Sunday, so we thought we'd jump ahead a week and have it this week. It's their first Sunday in October. Today we are celebrating what it means to be a faith community in an ageing world. We're all together in this ageing transition. We are slightly older than we were at breakfast time this morning by a few hours. And today is also the fourth Sunday in September, where we've been focusing on sustainable September and the season of creation. We've been participating in the theme around God as creator and our home and our environment and this planet Earth, and it's part of our stewardship response of Spring Into Action campaign. So it's a mix of themes today in our worship. So I'd like to invite you, if you're able to stand as we sing together, let us build a house where all can live. All are welcome in this place. Please stand.
There is
As the morning sun falls on tiled rooftops and spreads warmth in the east-west alleys, my whole being raises to give praise. My every fibre rejoices in God. Blessed be your name, giver of sunlight. Blessed be your name, author of life. Glory to you, Lord of our lands. Glory be to you, renewer of life. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3 uses opposites to represent today's life, totality and variety. The times which simply happen to people or which require human action. Reading Ecclesiastes 3. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, for a society where people can look forward to long lives, for the wisdom of older people, for their faith and experience, for the sense that older people give us of family, tradition and identity, for the leadership they offer, for the things they teach, and all the ways in which they contribute to our families, our community and our church. We give thanks, O God, for the blessings of life and our experience of its different seasons, for friends, family, children and grandchildren, for the experiences and opportunities of our lives, for our survival through struggles and griefs, for your presence throughout our lives and for the hope of the life to come. Gracious God, we know that there is time to be born and a time to grow old and a time to die. We know that aging is part of life, yet sometimes we forget. Sometimes we fail to embrace the life of our older people. We confess that we sometimes do not hear the voices of our older people, their needs and concerns. In our busy daily life, sometimes we just don't stop to listen. We confess that we sometimes become reluctant to share precious resources of life with our older people. In this competitive world, too often our priorities go to where we readily see new life, youth, and the promise of worldly success. We confess that many Indigenous Australians never know old age or become old before their time through the struggles in their lives. Loving God, the Lord of life, bring to us the awareness that our life depends on each other. We are called to uphold each other, especially those who are weak, frail and vulnerable. Fill us with your compassion, love and grace, the grace that walks with us, embracing even our death. In the name of Christ, amen. God is love. Through Christ, God reaches out to us, embracing the young and the old, the strong and the weak, the living and the dying. In Christ we are one.
Here then, God's mercy
grace to us. Your sins are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
And I invite you this time to remain seated and join in the song, God of Creation, the tune Morning Has Broken.
When you travel this land, this wide land of surf, sand, forest, desert, rivers, mountains, valleys, coral reefs, native indigenous animals, it's great to give thanks to God and for the people who live here in this world, in our land and in our planet. Today is our last Sunday of September, of Sustainable September, season of creation. And I thought I'd share some pictures with you today, some images. And the first is spectacular. Ice falling from the glacier, Antarctica. I don't like that. I don't like that picture. I like this picture. Renewable energy, wind power. Wind always seems to be blowing somewhere. I don't like that picture. Dry, cracked, barren, drought. I like that picture. Regrowing trees, carbon suckers, I call them. Suck the carbon out of the air and into the tree, into the life of the tree. Generating roots into the ground to stop erosion. Producing oxygen out of the leaves. And community. I don't like this picture. We all know this picture too well. A land of hot summers, fire, disaster. I like this picture because someone's been creative and created a shelter for sheep. Oh no, solar panels. But it also doubles for shelter shade so the poor little sheep don't get sunburnt. Renewable energy, again, creativity. I like that. I don't like this. I don't like the fact that we pour tons of smog and smoke and stuff into the air. I like this. We should all get around it a bit more and recycle and learn which goes into which bin. What goes into which bin and not contaminate the bin so it gets thrown into general rubbish. Single-use plastic bags from the shops, gone, hopefully. Don't like this picture. Climate change, wind, tornadoes, hurricanes, devastation, rainfall, breaking things. Again, I like this picture. I can see a vision of that out in a car park. Solar panel recharging stations for our cars. I like that. Ooh, I don't like that one. You know, we just planted a few trees a few pictures ago, and yet we ripped them down for deforestation, for oil, for clearing, for making land, for farming, timber. I like that one. Enjoying the trees, the recreation or recreation, getting out among the trees of the fields that clap their hands. We are stewards of creation. Human beings, we are entrusted with the care of the earth, says Genesis chapter 2. One of the first things that God did and said was for people to take care of the earth. Sustainability is the idea that humans need to interact with the environment in a way that ensures there will be a future for future generations. Therefore, sustainability is not just a bandwagon we hop onto, but a lifestyle that needs to be entrenched in our lives, pursued, shaped, and spread throughout our communities. Living sustainably is about making environment, economical and social choices that create healthy environments and improve quality of life. Annette Boyle, Social Justice Commission in the Uniting Church, says this: as a steward of creation, but also as a mother, I ask you, what sort of world do you want our children to live in? As a parent, what do I need to model in relation to sustainability? Firstly, that the cost of the environment, our health and future generations has to be factored into the equation. Secondly, explore how can I use my political votes wisely? And thirdly, vote with my dollars and support brands and companies that are creating a world where I want my children to live and empower young people to be critical agents of change and become active participants and guardians of a sustainable future. So it's up to us, as citizens of the earth, to make sure that we live sustainably, that we have a habitat into the future, and that we can all do something about climate change. As stewards of the earth, we have a responsibility to care for it. In fact, our stewardship is one of the greatest offerings of worship that we can give. What does sustainability look like for you going into the future? I invite Ruth to come and share with us our readings.
Our first reading today is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord from the skies. Praise God, all you angels. Praise God, all you armies of heaven. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, all you twinkling stars. Praise God, skies above. Praise God, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for God issued the command and they came into being. God set them in place forever and ever. God's decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings and queens of the earth and all people, presidents and prime ministers of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children. Let them all praise the name of the Lord, for God's name is very great. God's glory towers over the earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. The second reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 34. Then, turning to his disciples, Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear. For life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying about bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to those in need. These will store up treasures for you in heaven. And the purses of heaven never get old or develop holes. Your treasure will be safe. No thief can steal it, and no moth can destroy it. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be."
Thank you, Ruth, for bringing those scriptures to us today. I've been reflecting on our stewardship, our springing into action campaign that we've launched over the past few weeks, and I think I've solved the problem. I've worked out how to end the deficit budget. Part of the deficit budget, of course, is the AGL bill. And I've come across this new way of accounting. Don't worry, it's only a copy. But today's theme I want to share with you is about accountability. Accountability. Financial giving, stewardship, sharing. I've decided to use this theme because basically it speaks to the month of stewardship, because accounts mean finances and money, and also suggests being responsible, like being held to account. Ability means a natural tendency or a gift to do something, or a competence to do something successfully. So joining these two words together, we have accountability. Accountability, which suggests that money does matter. Money does matter in the life of the church. Both income and expenses, including offering, as a responsible, prayerful, thoughtful process. And a response, and why should we shy away from talking about money when Jesus often talks about the use of money throughout the New Testament, or the misuse of money. Accountability suggests responsibility and something that we do, something we do well, and be well informed and considered. So I hope you are hearing this with interest, because I want to make sense. And I'm sure you'll hold me accountable as we invest in this time together, and it gets better. You can bank on that. So today is the last of the Sundays of September of stewardship. We've launched the program over the past few weeks. We've reflected. We had a consultation day. We'll have some more discussions along the way. And I want to say from the outset that we are not about the same situation that occurred at the Royal Adelaide Show a couple of weeks ago. There was an incident, and I share with you. There was a strongman exhibition. You know, the strongest man in the world came to Adelaide Show. It was advertised as the strongest man in the world. And the crowd gathered around the strongman exhibition. And the strong man took a large lemon in his hand and he squeezed it with tremendous force and opened his hand, and it was about the size of a 10-cent piece. He laughed at the crowd and he challenged the crowd for anyone to squeeze it even further to see if they could make it even smaller. Well, there was this little old lady, frail, stepped forward. She said, "Give me that lemon, sonny." So she took it in her hand, closed her hands and squeezed it, and smoke started coming through her fingers. When she opened her hand, there was nothing left but dust, lemon dust. The embarrassed strong man said, "That's spectacular. What on earth did you do?" The woman replied, "I'm the treasurer down the local Uniting Church. And we have to squeeze our money to get everything out of it we can." Now, we're not like that, are we? Are we, Carol? Or are we? Many churches try to sell a budget. We're not selling a budget. Not this year anyway. I'm selling an idea. a concept. A budget, however, is important, and we'll be addressing that on another day. The concept is that financial giving is first and foremost a response to the generous, love, abundant, loving God. Carolyn Kitto, the Uniting Church guru on stewardship and financial giving, says, inviting people to be generous helps us to live out our identity as people made in the image of a generous God. It is a theological understanding of who we are. When we invite people to give out of their experience of abundance and grace, when we invite them to be generous, we help them to connect with this self which is formed in the image of God. So when we give generously out of our experience of abundance and grace, we are being formed in the image of God. And Larry Gallimore says in an article on stewardship that motivates and excites, says, we in the church are plagued by a consciousness of limitation. We look around and it looks like there is only so much to go around. We have developed a theology of limitation. We have forgotten that God's favorite hobby is creating. He goes on a bit further saying that people learn that the resources they possess are to be used and not held. Let us think big, let us pray big, let us give big. So over the past few weeks, we've been reflecting together on giving, how, why, and what for. So stewardship is a month of focus on financial giving, yet it includes the giving of our time, our abilities, our talents, our commitments, and also a financial response. We don't want to hide the fact that we need money to operate, because we do. People think that's perhaps what the church always talks about, is money. But we don't. Stewardship Month reminds us that we're all part of the one body. The church, the community, the people of God, the body of Christ. Stewardship Month also reminds us that most of our financial resources we generate from our own giving. We are not government funded. We don't have a money tree, or at least I haven't found it yet. We don't have investments and property that generates lots and lots of interest. And yes, we do sometimes get grants, and we do fundraising. But predominantly our church funds comes from us, the congregation, from you and from me. So stewardship asks, why give? Why give? To which there are two answers, apart from responding to the generosity of the abundant heart of God. The first reason to give is to consider and prepare for our future. To keep operating, to keep the lights on, the insurance bills, the electricity. Oh, we've dealt with that one. That's all right. Don't need to worry about electricity anymore. To look to the next 12 months and generate a budget of operational costs. Budgets usually maintenance. We need X amount of dollars to cover Y, etc., etc., and sometimes a bit more for incidental costs or price rises. That's operational giving. Other reason we give is to a specific vision. Sometimes we give because we have a specific thing in need. The roof has blown off and we need to cover a new roof or something. Or we might decide that we want to buy a hospital bed in some overseas country. Or we might want to buy a pipe organ and fit it into this room. Or we might put a flat area outside where we can put a basketball court or extend the tennis courts or something like that. That's mission project. The Stewardship Month also asks us how. How can I give? And here at Moriarty there are four ways. The most visible way we do when we walk into church, we used to take up the offering in our bags, but now we have an offering bowl at the back. Place your offering in before worship or after. Something we do, we encourage people to use envelopes. And the gifts that we place in our envelopes go into the offering bag. And in a sense, it's a blessing. It's a numbered way of keeping a record of how much I give, how much I'm, what date is on the envelope, and so on. This is important. Good for budgeting. Carol can give you a set. I think there are some envelopes on the table this morning. You can give some more, can't you? Yes. Another way, of course, is a direct debit. Setting up your bank account for a certain amount each month or week that goes straight into the church accounts. This way, it stops you falling behind, keeping right up to it. And the fourth way is to make an annual lump sum payment or an offering. Direct debit or check. Again, contact Carol. Now, I wasn't here, but last couple of weeks ago, we handed out, you got your Spring Into Action flyer, envelope, discussion about how you want to give. All the information is there, and Carol will talk to us a little bit about that later on. So having highlighted the practical way and why we give and how we give, I turn briefly to why. Why with the theological focus? Ultimately, we give in response to the generosity that has been shown to us. In 1 John 1, chapter 4, it talks about that we love because God first loved us. God first loved us, the Creator of all, has given so much. And it's our response to this love and grace that we respond. Ultimately, God doesn't need our money, but rather seeks a thankful heart in responding with gratitude of our time, talents, money, and skills. So why do we give? We give out of response to the generous, abundant heart of God. Stewardship reminds us that it is not what we owe or even how much, but what we share and how we share. In giving and sharing, things get done on a financial and practical platform. When we share, we give out of abundance of our heart. We share the goodness and love with each other. In mission and ministry in God's place, in this community and beyond. Beyond McGill and Morialta into our world. Our giving should reflect a generous heart, says St. Paul. So generosity is never a rule, but it's an attitude of our heart. The language of the letters of Paul to the early church express the focus that giving should be done in a response, a generosity of heart, and being Christ-like. So we reflect and remind ourselves again of our accountability and our stewardship in our sharing of our talents, of our time, of our money, and our skills. I believe if we make these our attitudes, it will encourage and possibly even change the way we think about financial giving. We give out of a heart of gratitude. Maybe our thinking might change from one of duty and operational to a joy and a privilege. Like everything in life, in the light of Jesus, in his nature and his example, giving becomes an opportunity to imitate Jesus. To give so that others might become rich. Rich in life, rich in faith. And Paul reminds us that God loves a cheerful giver and that God is able to provide us with every blessing in abundance, so that we might also share out of that abundance. So Stewardship Sunday, Sustainable September, Season of Creation, Older Person Sunday, what a mix. But I encourage us to reflect over the next few days, if you haven't already got your forms back in, to talk to Carol or Bruce, myself, Mary and Lachlan and Chris, if you have any questions. And more will be revealed in the coming weeks. Amen. I invite us to stand, if able, to we sing the song in response to what we've heard and seen and shared today. Be thou my vision, O Lord. And a few verses in there that talk about money and riches. Some language about kings and high kings. Well, we're in that season of change of looking at kings, but we know God is not a king in a sense, but that's the language of this song, and I pray that you will use whatever words you feel for that verse. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
Once again, you would have all received either via email or from the front foyer today your notice or your newsletter for the week. There's just a few things I would like to highlight as well. And as Bob mentioned earlier, you have all received your Spring into Action pack. Just a little gentle reminder for you to replace your completed responses in the box in the foyer or hand them to me, and privacy and confidentiality is assured. Now, you know that we've had very little fundraising this last 2 years because of the obvious pandemic, but we are back on track. On the 16th of October, the Adelaide Male Voice Choir will be performing here in the church, and so we encourage everybody to come along if they can, contact your friends and family, and come along. As I think most of us know, they are a magnificent group. Now, Christine Garner is holding a discussion group called Stories from the Soul. It's growing older is a time of reflection on our lives, and we find ourselves wondering, what does it all mean? What is my life's purpose now? Christine has done this before. It was very successful, and it's being held on Wednesday afternoons from the 5th of October into November, and I am really looking forward to that one. Now, this is a rather poor mundane thing. Next Tuesday, the pest control people are once again coming to spray our premises for the pesky little things that get around. So today, after the service and after our special morning tea, those that are able, could you please help us? We have to move all of the furniture away from the walls in the foyers, the church and the office and library. So if there's anybody out there with some extra oomph in them today, we'd really enjoy your help. As we offer our gifts to you, Lord, through EFT, eGive, or here today, Lord, with grateful, cheerful hearts, we thank you that you meet our needs for the journey, providing what we need and when we need it. Trusting you, we can share what we have with others, and we do this joyfully together today. In Jesus' name, amen. And we bring our prayers for the people. God of all ages, we hold before you the older people of this world. We thank you for the blessings which have come to us through those who have gained knowledge and wisdom through their experiences of life. We are grateful for their guidance, counsel and leadership. We pray that you will continue to bless the ill in our Uniting Care communities and everywhere. Lord of all ages, hear our prayer. May Australia be a community of mutual respect and tolerance, compassion and patience. May we dare to dream of a community where youth and age work and live side by side with a mutuality that embraces life in its entirety. Lord of all ages, hear our prayer. In gratitude, we bring before you all community services and agencies and their staff involved in caring for us as we grow older. We ask that we will know their kindness renewed and find fulfilment in their work. We especially pray for our Uniting Church Care community agencies, for senior staff, managers, care staff, chaplains and volunteers, as they seek to give excellence of care for all older people in their living and dying. Lord of all ages, hear our prayer. God of all that is, was and will be, you are our protector and strength in times of trouble. Give us the courage to trust you and strengthen us to follow that way with each other and with the earth. Teach us to touch the earth lightly and with respect as pilgrims on the way. May we use the earth's resources wisely and without greed. May we always be mindful of the generations and life that will follow us. Lord of all ages and creation, hear our prayer. May we never lose hope that a good future is possible for our earth and its peoples. Show us how we can invest in life and wholeness for the future, and give us the courage to make such an investment that seeks the kingdom of God here on earth. Lord of all ages and creation, hear our prayer. We acknowledge the long reign of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and her service to the Commonwealth. We also acknowledge the era of King Charles III. And now, as Jesus taught us to pray, we are confident to pray the Lord's Prayer. Please join. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And I invite you to stand if you are able, and we will join together with the song, Touch the Earth Lightly, Use the Earth Gently.
Yeah.
God of all generations, whose love spans our years, keep us ever mindful of the wonderful gift of life, childhood to fulfillment of age, so that we might rejoice in each other, then live out our days with respect, compassion, mutual responsibility to the glory of Christ. So the blessings of God Almighty, Creator, Son, Holy Spirit, be among you and with you always. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Please join us for morning tea, for the celebration continues for our older person's Sunday. Go in peace.